Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Well, Monday was dry across a good chunk of the Midwest with warm temperatures beginning to move eastward. High temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s occurred across Nebraska and South Dakota. That accelerated drying rates and further depleted the region's limited soil moisture. So believe it or not, they are actually dry across the western corn belt. The forecast has not changed much since yesterday. Areas from Kansas into Missouri will be mostly dry until probably Friday or Saturday, while the eastern corn belt experiences net drying conditions into Saturday and maybe even longer. Many areas in the lower Midwest will firm up enough for field work to resume probably Thursday, around Thursday this week. And I think over in the long-term trend for the end of the month towards the beginning part of June, looks like temperatures will be a little bit above average and precipitation a little bit below average, which is good news. We need the dry and warm weather to dry things out and allow farmers back in the fields. In the U.S., Delta Southeast, conditions for field work will continue to improve during the next couple of days through the Delta and much of the Southeast before moisture from a tropical disturbance moves westward across the region later this week into next week. Shower activity will increase Thursday through Saturday, although some northern areas of the Delta and Southeast will remain dry. Shower activity will increase again Sunday through the middle part of next week, and all areas of the Delta and southeastern states will be impacted. In Canada, an important rain and snow event will occur today across the prairie through Wednesday. The storm produced last significant precipitation potential for a while and will most likely influence the region from east central Alberta into northern Saskatchewan, canola, and minor wheat production region. Southern parts of the prairie will not receive much significant moisture, leaving the region in a drying trend. Some of the precipitation potential has been removed overnight, and the greatest precipitation has been shifted a little further to the north. Bottom line is today's prairie will still need significant precipitation despite the short-term boost in soil moisture, likely in some of the driest areas in the northwestern prairie today and Wednesday. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, the biggest change in the forecast noted this morning was increasing showers and thunderstorms for the second week of the outlook. Too much rain at this time of the year in Oklahoma and Texas could lead some to some grain quality issues, slower crop maturation, and delayed start to harvesting. Rain in Nebraska, Colorado, and Kansas will be mostly beneficial to winter crops as they approach and enter reproduction. Rain will be the greatest in the northwest and west central crop areas Thursday into Sunday, and most other areas Monday through Wednesday of next week. A few areas may be a little too wet, but that will mostly be in the southern areas where crops are more mature. In the U.S. spring wheat, no significant rain fell in the spring wheat areas Monday. A few showers were developing in a small part of the region this morning, but resulting rain will not be very great. Precipitation throughout the coming 10 days will not be very great. Field work should advance swiftly in the absence of significant rainfall. Rain may increase as the month draws to a close, and a boost at the time would prove timely and supportive for emergence and crop development. Temperatures will be warm today with highs in the 70s and 80s in western and southern crop areas and the 60s across the far northeast. And a few 90-degree extremes may occur in South Dakota. Cooling will advance from west to east across the northern plains Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures will cool back to the 50s and 60s, followed by lows in the 30s and 40s. Frost and a few freezes may occur Thursday and Friday morning in the northernmost part of the production region. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Althoff.